From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. No deal yet on Iran. High-level meetings are underway on the last designated day for Iranian nuclear negotiations in Vienna. No agreement has been announced. Several top diplomats say important issues remain to be resolved. Iran and six countries involved, Britain, France, China, Germany, Russia, and the United States, as well as the EU's foreign minister, have burned through three deadlines since June 30th. In an attempt to finalize more than a decade of negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Stock markets soared Monday after Greece and its European neighbors agreed on a path for a third debt bailout for Greece. The agreement brings more austerity measures to Greece. It upends Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' vow to end an era of severe economic restrictions. The austerity was imposed on Greece by its international lenders. Iraq announced Monday the start of an offensive to recapture its western Anbar province from Islamic State militants. Those militants control large areas, including the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. The televised statement said the operation included Iraqi troops as well as Shiite and Sunni fighters. Iraq's government has made Anbar a priority since the Islamic State group seized Ramadi during a May offensive. Tanzanian police say seven people were killed and a number of others were wounded when gunmen attacked a police station in Dar es Salaam. Media reports say the attack happened Sunday night near Tanzania's main airport. A police spokesman said the gunmen fled with some firearms and ammunition. This is VOA News. More than a dozen people were killed Sunday when two suicide bombers blew themselves up in the Cameroonian town of Fotokol. The attack happened at a bar near a Cameroon Special Forces camp. A number of Chadian soldiers were among the casualties. The extremist group Boko Haram is being blamed for the attack. Troops from Cameroon and Chad are fighting Boko Haram in the region. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari is expected to visit neighboring Cameroon sometime in the coming weeks. Christine reports from Dakar on what can be expected when the heads of the two neighboring states get together.
Nigeria and Cameroon have butted heads before. Their most notable spat was over who owned the oil-rich Bekasi Peninsula on the coastal border. The spread of the Boko Haram insurgency from Nigeria into Cameroon has drawn the two countries together again. While the Islamist insurgent group's stated goal is to establish strict Islamic law in Nigeria's northeast, it has attacked northern Cameroon repeatedly and is thought to keep rear bases on its territory. President Buhari has pledged to defeat Boko Haram and is putting together a task force of troops from neighboring states to defeat the group. A senior research fellow at the Institute for Security Studies in South Africa, David Zunmeno, says Mr. Buhari will not be able to achieve the victory he campaigned on without Cameroon's help. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
An umbrella network of Kurdish organizations that includes the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, has announced the end of a three-year-long ceasefire agreement with Turkey. The announcement is seen as a major blow to the reconciliation process with Turkey's Kurds. The PKK-linked Kurdish Communities Union declared an end to the ceasefire and warned it would target all the dams in the country's southeast. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said Ukrainians and Americans stand shoulder to shoulder to make the world really free. Mr. Yatsenyuk spoke at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Monday at a forum for U.S. and Ukrainian business leaders. The forum brought together business leaders from the two countries for high-level talks aimed to advance the Ukrainian economy, marking the first time the two business communities have officially met since the 2014 revolution. Myanmar's plan to issue new identity cards in Rakhine State has fallen well short, with only 1,600 Rohingya applying for the so-called green cards. The cards, aimed at providing legal documentation while people go through the citizenship process, are meant to replace the nearly 400,000 white identity cards that authorities revoked earlier this year. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.